USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Riot police have seized Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, at a Moscow rally 2 days before Vladimir Putin's inauguration. He was carried away struggling through the crowd of demonstrators who had gathered to protest Mr. Putin's forthcoming fourth term in office. The rallies in Moscow and Russia's second city, St. Petersburg, were not approved by the authorities. President Trump spoke at Friday's annual meeting of the National Rifle Association in Dallas. The president praised NRA members, saying they're fighting for our beloved Constitution. The president also encouraged the 70,000 members of this weekend's meeting to vote Republican in November's midterm elections. Natalie Lee from Indianapolis said she admires Trump for defending Second Amendment rights.
I am happy and proud that we do have a president and a vice president that does support all of us here at the NRA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A new state law is being called the strictest abortion regulation in the U.S. As protesters outside the state capitol in Iowa screamed their objections, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, surrounded by children, signed the law that bans most abortions if the heartbeat can be detected.
All innocent life is precious and sacred, and as governor, I have pledged to do everything in my power to protect it.
The governor acknowledged a long court fight is ahead. President Trump and Rudy Giuliani are trying to clarify remarks they both made about an alleged hush payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Earlier this week, the two men said the president knew about and reimbursed Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, for the $130,000 payment. Friday, the president spoke to reporters outside the White House about the case as he was about to board Marine One. The president said Giuliani was confused about details.
Rudy understands this better than anybody, but when he made certain statements, he just started yesterday, so that's it.
Giuliani actually joined Trump's legal team 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A federal judge in Paul Manafort's financial case challenged prosecutors Friday, questioning if the indictment's aim is to help special counsel Robert Mueller. USA's Winnie King has more.
The hearing in federal court was requested by the defense's motion in a bid to dismiss a 32-count indictment against President Trump's former campaign manager on bank fraud and tax evasion charges. The judge, T.E. Ellis, suggested the prosecution's case was a search for information regarding the 2016 presidential campaign and whether the case could provide information leading to Trump's impeachment. Manafort's trial is scheduled to begin July 10th.
More evacuations have been ordered in Hawaii's Big Island as lava from the Kilauea volcano flowed through the streets of a residential area. Two structures were destroyed. Tulsa Gabbard represents Hawaii's 2nd congressional district. She surveyed the damage from a helicopter and says there's another hazard from the eruption, poisonous sulfur dioxide gas.
The threat is not only from the lava and the cracks and where the next eruption is going to be, but it's actually in what you may not see or smell in the sulfur dioxide gases that are in the air.
After a half century of exploring Mars, we barely scratched the surface. Many of the big mysteries, including the biggest one of all, whether Mars was ever home to life, are likely buried deep underground. Saturday's launch of the $800 million InSight lander that blasted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base this morning. It's set to arrive November 26th. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.